Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Susan Roebuck, our Community Ministry Director, for an encouraging message.
So thanks for joining us today. Today, I just wanted to talk with you guys about fear. You know, fall is finally upon us. The leaves are falling, some are changing, but the humidity and heat have finally given away, and it's time for pumpkins, hay rides, hot cider, and family fun. It's also almost time for trick-or-treaters, the great pumpkin, creepy goblins, and scary movies. I remember when my boys were little and they reached the age that they wanted to quit dressing up for Halloween in a cute or fun costume, and they wanted to be something scary instead. It was a sad mom moment for me. I have never liked to be scared or startled, never really enjoyed scary movies or haunted houses. Some people love the thrill of being scared or the excitement and adrenaline rush that comes with fear. Not me. Today, though, I wanted to talk with you about a different fear. Not a fun trick-or-treat fear, but the fear that can stop grown adults in their tracks, take their breath away, and bring them to their knees. So many of us deal with fear in our lives. We are fearful of all of the what-ifs. What if the money runs out? What if we lose our job? What if our kid makes a bad decision? What if we get a bad medical report? What if we fail? These are the worst case scenarios and the moments that can completely paralyze us with worry. This year has been a bit of a rough year for my family. There were definitely great moments made and there were fun times there, but there has also been pain and heartache. As most of you know, I am dealing with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. There was a time that I could not even say that phrase without it taking my breath and causing me to quake with fear. For me, this diagnosis was earth-shattering. It shook my faith. It caused me to question my Creator. It caused me to doubt my Savior. I allowed it to completely rock my world. I had been doing chemo 3 times each month to fight the cancer, but yesterday things changed and I'm getting ready to switch to a chemo pill taken daily, and things are going well at the moment. However, there are still days that I wake up or go to bed scared to death because of the cancer diagnosis. Then later this summer, we went through another horrific time when some of our very best friends lost their 20-year-old son. Our hearts were and still are broken, and I have found myself questioning the divine, struggling with the Savior's love, and feelings of fear welling up within me. Nothing made sense, and I was beginning to allow fear to overtake my mind and my thoughts again. But as He always is, God is patient with me. He showed me through His Word, through friends, through signs that He is in control and that He has never left us. I also learned some things about fear that I'd like to share with you today. Fear causes us to worry about things that are out of our control. Have you noticed that when you are occupied with fear or worry, it is usually something that you can't do anything about or are able to fix? There is something about having no control or no quick fix that causes fear to creep in and plant seeds of doubt in our mind. Fear also causes us to waste time. I know that when I am fearful, I waste so much time and become paralyzed with the what ifs. You know, I remember when my boys first started driving or got old enough to go out with friends. If they didn't answer their phone, my mind would go to the worst case scenarios. They were laying in a ditch somewhere unconscious, or they had been kidnapped. When in reality, they were hanging out with their friends at the mall and were being so loud that they didn't even hear their phone ring. Not only can fear cause us to worry about things out of our control and waste time, but it also causes us to wobble in our faith. Have you noticed that as soon as things are out of control and God doesn't fix it immediately, we have a tendency to begin to question the divine, His motives, and His character? Honestly, as I'm saying that, I think how awful of me to do that. But yet, I do it almost every time I'm afraid. If only I had faith the size of a mustard seed. But take heart. We all have moments of fear, and God has encouragement for us. Did you know that the words fear not are in the Bible 365 times? That is one time for each day of the year. God knew what one of our greatest struggles would be, so He made sure to address it multiple times in Scripture. In Isaiah 41:10, our Creator says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." He also reminds us in 1 Corinthians 10:5 to take every thought captive to make it obedient to Him. When we control our thoughts and fears, they become obedient to the Lord, and He is in control of our heart and mind. Peace, then, is able to take center stage, and the size of our fear quickly diminishes next to the size of our God. Finally, my husband's favorite verse is Joshua 1:9. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Friends, no matter what you are fearful of today, and believe me, I am not discounting your fears and concerns as we each have them, but I encourage you to remember that fear is not from God. Fear can be replaced with peace and hope. And your Father loves you and has promised to never leave you. He wants you to bring your fears to Him and leave them with Him and allow Him to come behind you, go before you, and be with you throughout each and every day and every single struggle you may be facing.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.